let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly acclaimed Sweet Hawaii by M.G. Marsden is about eminent domain, U.S. Constitution, and possible failures. The heroes, Mick and Marie Sweet. They get in a scuba diving business in Hawaii. Trouble follows them from Lake Ellesnor, California. Sweet Hawaii is the third book in the series about saving our Constitution from the author M.G. Marsden, and he's our guest on This Week in America. M.G., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to having the conversation about the book, and it's one of a series, and we'll get into detail on how this whole series came about. But what was the inspiration for writing the book?
Well, for writing Sweet Hawaii, Mick and Marie were planning on getting married. In the Mick and Marie story, they had all kinds of problems. So they wound up in Hawaii.
Well, when things go bad, go to Hawaii. That sort of reinvigorates everybody, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And Sweet Hawaii starts with an I do. And it ends with an I do. So between the love stories, there is that eminent domain problem, which makes it interesting.
Well, it does. And I don't want to give away too much here, but you've got eminent domain, the U.S. Constitution, possible failures they encounter along the way. Talk about the storyline, because it's really interesting. And again, I don't want to give away too much of it, but talk about that, because we've got with the Constitution, we've got government, all of this comes into play, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I started with a suicide strap, which also brings into the Constitution violations, and Mick and Marie actually meet there, but they're not actually in Suicide Strap. They just meet there. And they get together in the second book, Mick and Marie. And she works for the press. So, and how much trouble can you get into when you're practicing freedom of speech? A lot. You'd be surprised.
As we find out in the book, the second in the series, The Mick and Marie Story, from M.G. Marsden, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at the usual places. I'll give you a list here of where all the book is available. His website, by the way, is a lot of great information. You can order the book there as well, M.G. Marsden, MARZEN.com. And you can link on to all those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about the heroes in the book series, and then we'll talk about the overall message. How did you come up? Well, now, maybe I got that backwards. Let's talk about the message you want to get across, and then you probably develop the characters around that. Talk about your concern for the Constitution. On your website, you've got Keep on Thinking Free and Always Protect Your Constitution. Talk about some of the dangers that the Constitution is in that caught your attention.
Oh, well, it's the politics that are in play in this, in all of them. But I ran into trouble with the seatbelt law. And I figure it violates the Second Amendment, my right to protect myself. Now, that's very debatable, but insurance companies are in charge. So they have, you know, for public safety, you know, and all that. But I don't blame them, you know, and I'm not against wearing a seatbelt or anything like that. But I feel personally that it should be my choice.
Yes.
You know, under the Constitution, the Second Amendment, I'm in charge of my own safety. You know, it's pretty basic and simple.
Well, it is. But, and when you had this happen, and obviously it got you thinking, how did that evolve from it's my life, I'm the one driving in the car, I'll decide if I'm going to use a seatbelt or not? How did it get from from that point to deciding to write a book talking about some of the problems of the Constitution?
Well, there's a lot of problems with the Constitution, not for say for the Constitution, but the people in politics that want to change it.
Yes.
I want to remind people that we have a Constitution, and it's supposed to protect us from the government. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Know exactly what you mean.
I read you a poem I written. You want to hear it?
Yes, please read it.
All right, here goes. The best is already there, absorbed with all your stare. Not feasible to ameliorate, jealousy is stalled to their hate. Love, honor your first. With these truths, no need to thirst. Like a babe in arms and all the rest, time-honored traditions passed the test. To all a birthright, changes bring plight. Freedom of speech to all the children teach. Privacy when we pray, doesn't matter what we say. Let us assemble, can't make us tremble. Freedom of press, a choice to redress. Hear our grievance, let us freelance. The best is already there, absorbed with all your stare. Not feasible to ameliorate, it is documented. Dare to debate. See?
Yes, and that really is very well done, and you know it grew into the poem that you just written and the series of books, Suicide Strap number one, book number two, the Mick and Marie story, and then number three, the book that we're talking about, Sweet Hawaii. Where did Mick and Marie? How did you develop those characters? We've established the background for the overarching message that's in the series. Where did the heroes come from?
Well, you know, I kind of made them up, but you know, I chose the people that I know. You know,
yes,
like my dad was called Swifty, so. Mick got his name from my dad's nickname. That's because he used to fly jets for the Army.
Okay.
So he got that nickname from his brothers and sisters, you know. So it's just stuff like that, you know, that brings back memories. And it was fun to do. I enjoyed myself immensely writing, and I went to college for it, by the way, anyway.
Well, yes, yes.
So, and some people have compared me to Hemingway, you know, of the biggest compliments I ever received.
I would say you that's know? Quite a compliment when somebody is comparing you to Hemingway. Our guest is M.G. Marzen, M-A-R-Z-E-N. His website is mgmarzen.com. And meant to say that, yeah, background writing at Moraine Valley College and consider writing your forever job. When did you first realize that you wanted to be a writer?
Well, unfortunately, I've had a hip replacement also, so I'm not as nimble as I used to be. I used to be an electrician, you know, so, I don't want to climb on ladders anymore.
Very good. Just sit in front of the computer and or legal pad, wherever you create your stories and do it. It's a whole lot safer, and it's got to be a whole lot more fun, too, because you mentioned how much fun you were having in doing this. Once you started writing the books, what were some of the most surprising things you learned in your creating these books? It's one thing to think about doing it, another thing to actually sit down and write. What were some of the surprising things you learned?
Oh, the compliments. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I've got my own fan club out here in Chicago.
Great, great.
So, you know, yeah, they keep, you know, people enjoy it, so I keep writing, you know. I'm working on number four now, you know, I'm half finished with that. And then I've got ideas for number five. So I'm going to stick with it.
Well, people like the characters, Mick and Marie, and in fact, named the second book in the series after them, the Mick and Marie story. The new one we're talking about is Sweet Hawaii by M.G. Marzen, our guest on the program. How long does it take you to write one of these books?
Oh, at least a year. You know, I have to do research, and I came upon this new, they call it snuba diving, that S-N-U-B-A, snuba. It's a cross between snorkel and scuba. So it's called snuba, you know.
Yes.
So I read about that, and I thought that was interesting.
It is.
So I got him in the business.
It's interesting because you actually incorporate some real life into the stories, and take some of the stories and incorporate it into real life as well. The book is the third in the series, Sweet Hawaii by M.G. Marzen. The book's available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the U.K., Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. You'll find the different formats when you go to the various websites and check and see what type of book you want. But the book on sale, not just in the United States, but internationally as well. It's an excellent read, Sweet Hawaii. You know, when you started this and you've got the three stories now in the series working on numbers four and five, what makes a good story, do you think? What do you think makes a story that people will want to follow?
Oh, well, you know, you have a formula, like you got to have a couple, you know, who are in love, and the troubles that come along with it, you know, just trying to make a living is trouble enough.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things, you know, but basically, you know, I want to remind people that we have a constitution and protect it, you know, because there's a lot of socialists out there who want to change everything and get everything for nothing. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to work for it.
Well, and that's a message you can get across in your writing. The newest book is Sweet Hawaii, and you can follow more with Mick and Marie. When you were a kid growing up, did you ever think that you'd be a published author at some point in your life?
Not really. You know, but I was always a good writer anyway. I was a good student. So, you know, my teachers taught me well.
Well, they did. You've got a number of published books and more on the way. If somebody's listening thinking they're either a writer or would like to be one, what suggestions would you give to them? What are some of the tips that you think might make them better writers?
Oh, take a class. You know, there's community colleges out there all the time that, you know, relatively cheap, that you can go and take, and writers like to pass along their own information, and they have clubs and whatnot, and you can join them. But you know, I'm having a little problem. I have to take care of my 99-year-old mother, but I used to go to classes and just get-togethers with the other writers in the neighborhood, and there's a lot of them. You know, you'd be surprised.
So there are resources out there, and you're saying take advantage of those resources. And what? I'm sure when you
have got writing clubs all over the place.
Yeah,
and you can join one.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure you can Google that in your community and find out some place you can go and share. And I take it you exchange ideas, and you probably learn a lot when you go and you have these conversations with fellow writers.
Well, yeah, but most of my characters I take right out of the newspaper. you know, there's enough shenanigans going on.
That'll keep you busy. Yes.
News.
Yeah, there's enough there, so you can get the inspiration to do that. And you're working on 4 and 5. Obviously, you've got enough ideas, storylines to keep this series going, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I got a couple minutes left. It is Sweet Hawaii. I mentioned some of the things that Mick and Marie run into. Give us a little synopsis of what we can expect, without giving away too much, but what we can expect to read, some of the situations they find themselves involved in Sweet Hawaii.
Oh, well, first of all, Marie's house was burned down by people who wanted the property in Lake Elsinore, California. She wouldn't sell it to them. So when she got married in Hawaii, they burned her house down. That's number one. You know, then it can be condemned and sold to the highest bidder or whatever. But it's about corporate crooks. You know, just because they're in a corporation, you know, they feel protected and they can do this and that and the other thing. And, I can understand eminent domain if the government wants to build a highway. Yeah, they can take your property, you know, yes, for the public use. But there's a lot of failures on corporations who do the same thing, you know, to build factories, and they don't always work out. And then the people get the shaft.
Well,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, they're displaced, and when it's over with for them. I mean, their lives have been dramatically altered in a negative way. It's a great storyline, actually, through all of the books. So we'll talk about Suicide Strap, the second book in the series, the Mick and Marie story, gives you a lot of background on the main characters, and Sweet Hawaii, which is the new one from M.G. Marzen. That's M-A-R-Z-E-N. His website is mgmarzen.com. You'll find out more on the book there. You can find it at Amazon, of course, at pageturner.us in their bookstore. MG, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to having you back. Sounds like at some point we'll have a chance to talk about books 4 and 5 in the series. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
All right. Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. M.G. Marzen, our guest on the program. The book we talked about, Sweet Hawaii. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.